or you can get in touch by email, cams@bbc.co.uk. Coming up then to 7:10, and they were promised an urban beach and beautiful riverside views, but people living in Peterborough's flagship Fletton Keys development say instead they've got a serious rat problem. Work's still underway on the £120 million development, which was given planning permission in 2015. Residents say large numbers of rats have moved in and are concerned things could get worse as the weather cools. It isn't just the Keys that rats are an issue. BBC Radio Cambridge's John Devine went for a rodent walkabout with independent councillor Julie Stevenson.
So we're at the town bridge at the moment by Fletton Keys, which is this new, you know, flagship area that the council has created. And we were promised, you know, in items I've read in the press, that this is going to have an urban beach and it was going to be a really desirable place to come, just like the South Bank in London. You know, lots of different people coming here and enjoying al fresco, eating and drinking and river taxis and all the rest. Instead, what we've got here is lots of scaffolding, unfinished buildings, a hotel that's not open yet, and rats, a huge problem with rats. What a disappointment if you've bought a property here that you're having to tolerate this.
So Peterborough City Council say there's no firm data suggesting that rats are getting bigger or there are more this year than there have been in previous years.
Well, the rats may not be getting bigger or more numerous, but they're certainly more visible, and it's horrid, it really is. And the council may say, oh, well, residents can call us and we'll give some advice. But ultimately, we're all expected to pay to get pest control out. And people can't afford that. We're in a cost of living crisis. And the last thing people need to deal with is pest control. It used to be something that the council did. It needs to be something that the council does again. This is nature. Sometimes rats do move into more suburban areas. And when they do, residents need a bit more help from the council than they're getting.
What sort of things have you heard? Because in a minute or two, Julie, we're going to leave Townbridge in Peterborough here and have a little wander around and go on what you might call rat watch.
Let's do it. I hope we do, and at the same time, I hope we don't. We're now walking through the underpass, somewhat tentatively, that leads from the station to the bus station. I say tentatively because I've seen rats here before, so I'm a little nervous that we might encounter them as we walk through. Okay. The rats, they do look big, they're bold as brass, and you kind of don't expect to see them in daylight, but after you've had a lot of people walking through for whatever reason, you end up with bits and pieces dropped. I'm not saying people even do it deliberately. It's very easy to drop litter when you're walking along eating something. So it's understandable why the rats would be here, it really is. It's just because this is sort of an underpass we're going through, it's not very nice to be sort of trapped with them, particularly if you're a bit scared of them.
We're at the Cowgate Underpass in central Peterborough. So is there a problem in your eyes with rats?
Yes, near the bridge, and the steps going down, and it's all rubbish, and it never seems to be ever cleared away, and there's always rats in there. That's right at the top of the bridge. And then when you go around where the cycles are stored, going round to the station, on the left-hand side there, I've seen massive rats there. And they are nearly the size of a cat, the length of them. Some of them are huge.
Julie, we're right by Fletton Keys, and look at this mess in this verge just beside the lovely pathway down by the river. Look at it, all this tins, there's discarded cups, there's sandwich packets with bits of bread in it, there's all sorts here. Bottles, plastic bottles, terrible, isn't it?
I'm actually horrified, and given that there's a known rat problem at this very spot, why on earth isn't the council keeping this clear of litter? It's a thoroughfare. It's a well-known fact. When you get people walking along the footpath, they chuck litter in. I wish they wouldn't, but they chuck it. We need a little bit of pride in this community to stop feeding these vermin. Otherwise, they will keep returning. I keep seeing so many areas here where it's just ideal habitat for rats.
Julie Stevenson there, who's an independent councillor for Orton Waterville, I believe, speaking with BBC Radio Cambridge's John Devine. You know, what Julie was saying there about pride in our community, it's a tough one because, yeah, if there were more pride in our community in Peterborough, then maybe people would drop less litter. But then if we're shouting about there being rats everywhere, it's understandably difficult for people to feel that pride in Peterborough. I don't know. We all hear it when you're elsewhere in the country that sometimes people like to talk Peterborough down. And I really don't want to fall into that situation this morning. Tom Bannister is from ATB Pest Control and has been catching rats and other vermin for more than 40 years. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Is it fair to tar Peterborough with this rat-ridden brush? Does every city in the country have a rat issue around this time of year?
No. There's been a really across-the-board increase. I suppose Peterborough does have a bit of a reputation in a way locally for having a rat problem. But your previous people you were talking to put the finger on it, really, which is basically it's hygiene. It's down-to-earth hygiene from everybody. Not just council and other people. It's basic hygiene for everyone, all right? It's important that they all get rid of their food waste responsibly. Don't flush it down the loo and things like that. Don't leave it outside. Put your food waste in your bins just before it's collected, all right? And make sure the lids on your bins fit properly. It's no good sticking it, put it a couple of inches above the top. The rats will get in there and take the food and away they go.
When you say that Peterborough has a bit of a reputation as a rat hotspot, is that within the pest control community, Tom?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I would like to say no. But one of my grandson drives a heavy lorry. Bear with me on this, all right? And he drives it down the M11. And he came back one day and he said, Grandad, he said, you can see the rats running up and down the side of the carriageway on the M11. So, no, it's not just Peterborough. It's right across the board. And they are bigger. Not two ways about it. I used to dismiss it and say, no, it's just people's reaction. But they are definitely bigger. And the problem is that a four-inch diameter rat, I'm probably going to put you off your food now, but a four-inch diameter rat will get through a two-inch hole. I'm going to talk it all money now, but a two-inch hole. So a fraction of its size it can get through. It can squeeze through there. So they just need the smallest of gaps to get through. So people really need to take responsibility for their own actions.
Why do you think rats have got bigger, Tom?
Basically, more food around. I mean, we're all a bit bigger, aren't we? I definitely am.
Are you more than 4 inches in diameter these days, Tom?
Yeah, just a little. Yeah, but going back, I mean, seriously, people need to get right back to hygiene. Wash the hands. For instance, if the children go down those underpasses in Peterborough and they're rubbing their hands on the walls or things like that, like children do, okay? Make sure they wash their hands when they get in, because they'll start eating things straight away. Now, urine in rats can be effective for 3 weeks after the rat's gone. And that's Viles disease. That's dangerous. All right? The diseases that rats carry are dangerous. So people need to look after their personal hygiene at all times.
Oh, Tom, some pretty sobering thoughts there. Thank you very much. Tom Bannister there from ATB Pest Control. He's been in the vermin game for more than 40 years. Peterborough City Council say they're aware of issues concerning rats in the area around Fletton Keys and some bin stores there. However, they say they've not received any reports relating to rats within residential accommodation. We've worked with the property management company at Fletton Keys, they say, and they add that appropriate and effective action has and is being taken. They claim that this has resulted in a reduction in pest presence and activity in the area.